meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's that time. Gordon Goldsborough joins us and helps us discover a little bit more of our province's history. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What was last week's clue?
Well, back in June, I talked about historic parking lots, essentially empty spaces that had been left by the demolition of noted buildings. And I talked about Winnipeg's Main Street. This week, I'm going to talk about empty spaces along Brandon's historic Princess Avenue.
Let's start with the name. Why was that street called Princess?
Well, a clue to the origin of Princess Avenue in Brandon comes from Donald Street here in Winnipeg. So why Donald? Well, the street immediately to the east of Donald is Smith. And if you take those two together, you get Donald Smith, who was in fact an important figure in the fur trade. Well, likewise in Brandon, two streets to the south of Princess is Louise. And at the time that Brandon was incorporated, back in 1882, Princess Louise was the daughter of Queen Victoria. And maybe more importantly, she was the wife of the Marquis of Lorne, who was the Governor General of Canada. Well, in fact, between Princess and Louise is Lorne Avenue, which, of course, then commemorates the Governor General. So there's just so much history tied up in the names of Brandon streets.
I love, love, love finding out the background of all these street names that we see kind of every day but never really think of. Okay, so you promised abandonment along Princess. Where do we start with that?
There are several holes on Princess where a noteworthy building once stood. Princess is a one-way street, so we're going to follow the flow of traffic on our tour from east to west. So first up is the intersection of Princess and 8th Street. Today, it's occupied by a green space and a part of the parking lot for the Brandon YMCA's Aquatic Center.
What used to be there?
Well, that spot was home to the Beaubier Hotel. That was a three-story brick building that dated from 1893, and it actually replaced an earlier structure that had been built in 1882, which, of course, would make it one of the city's first boarding houses. It was named for the first proprietor, a fellow named Thomas Beaubier, and the Beaubier Hotel offered 37 rooms for weary travelers. In the early 20th century, it hosted what was called a fine dining establishment, and in the 1920s, it opened a men-only beer parlor. In 1958, it was renovated. It had modernized rooms. It had a new licensed restaurant and beverage room. By the early 2000s, however, although the Beauvais still rented rooms, and in fact, most of its residents were some of the city's less affluent residents, it was making most of its money from something called Thirsties, which, as you might imagine, is a pretty good name for a beverage room. The Beauvais closed and was demolished in 2008.
All right, what's next as we stroll down Princess?
Well, continuing west, we come to the block between 8th and 9th Streets. Until 1971, the entire block was the site of Brandon's City Hall. The two-story brick building was constructed between 1891 and 1892, and it operated basically until the present-day City Hall, which is over on 9th Street a little further south, opened in 1971. And at that point, the old City Hall was demolished. But the space was turned into a public green space, and I mean, you could argue that's a pretty useful thing to have, at least as compared to the next block, a portion of Princess between 9th and 10th, because at that now that's pretty much vacant, and at one time, that part of Princess was probably one of the more active blocks in the city.
How come? What was there?
Well, basically, both sides of the street hosted hotels. So on the north side of Princess was the Brandon Hotel. It was later renamed the Brandon Inn. It was constructed in 1904, but like the Beaubier, by the end of its life, the Brandon Inn was mostly providing accommodations to the city's less advantaged residents. It was closed in the late 1990s for a while. It reopened in 2005 under new ownership, but it ultimately closed and was demolished in 2013. And I came across a very interesting description of the Brandon Inn. Two professors from Brandon University, in writing about the Brandon Inn in 2007, concluded that, and this is a direct quote, "Only strippers, Brandon's equivalent of biker gangs, had kept it going.
Okay. And so, and the south side of Princess was also a hotel?
Yeah, this one also had a royal connection. The south side of Princess between 9th and 10th Streets was occupied by the Prince Edward Hotel, which, of course, as you might imagine, was named for a member of the royal family. In this case, King Edward VIII, who later abdicated to marry an American woman. It was built between 1911 and 1912, a six-story stone and brick building. It opened in early 1912. Now, the key was that it was located right next door to the main depot of the Canadian Northern Railway. And the idea was it would primarily cater to travelers that were passing through Brandon.
As a railway hotel, I assume it was quite grand.
Absolutely. You know, it was undeniably Brandon's finest hotel, you know, in the same sort of vein as Winnipeg's Royal Alexandra Hotel for the Canadian Pacific, for the Fort Garry Hotel, for the Canadian Northern. The Prince Edward offered a full range of amenities, including a billiards room, a barber shop, a bar, a telephone and telegraph office, newsstand, dining room, writing rooms, sample rooms for traveling salesmen to show their wares. And then, of course, in addition to that, it had, you know, rooms for people to stay. It had 108 rooms. And in fact, just a reflection of the times, 48 of those rooms featured private bathrooms, of course, because a lot of that time, most hotels did not have bathrooms in each room like we expect today. The Prince Edward, unfortunately, closed in 1976. And although a Brandon citizens group tried to have it designated as a historic site to save it from demolition, ultimately they failed. And in February of 1980, the Prince Edward was demolished. And, you know, lots of Brandoners still harbor sort of bad feelings about it. They really wish that they could have saved the Prince Edward because it was such an iconic hotel for Brandon.
Yeah, the loss of hotels in downtown Brandon seems to be a common theme today.
Right. You know, and I think it speaks to a bigger picture of the changes in Brandon over the past few decades. Like in Winnipeg, the outskirts of the city have grown at the expense of the downtown core. You know, at one time, people used to work, they shopped, they banked, they watched movies, you know, everything else in buildings along Princess and Rosser Avenues, sort of the two main streets of the downtown. Gradually, these activities migrated along 18th Street. And so today, if we look at Brandon, the biggest hotels are on 18th Street, as well as on Victoria Avenue, or maybe more significantly, along the Trans-Canada Highway, you know, as people are buzzing past Brandon on their way to other points. And they're all in the outer parts of the city, you know, and it seems to me this is a challenge for urban planners, you know, to find creative ways to keep people in the downtown parts of the city and keep these areas vibrant and useful instead of being, you know, vacant and empty.
Thank you so much for this virtual tour, Gordon. What's the clue for next week?
Well, recently, the Hudson's Bay Company announced the impending closure, the abandonment, if you will, of its flagship store here in downtown Winnipeg. Some people have already weighed in on how the building could be repurposed as an alternative to demolition. So next week, I'm going to share my idea on how the old Bay building could be put to a new purpose in a way that I think honors its proud tradition.
Oh, that's a good one, Gordon. Thanks so much for this. Look forward to it.
We'll talk to you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.